Pakistan's investment ratio has slightly improved to 13.8% of the economy's size in the outgoing fiscal year but remained below the official target, as private investment stayed almost stagnant despite the government's multi-front efforts to attract non-debt-creating foreign inflows. The Sovereign Wealth Fund remained dormant, while the Special Investment Facilitation Council's SIFC efforts also proved fruitless. Both vehicles had been set up 2 years ago to significantly boost investment. According to figures approved by the National Accounts Committee, investment as a percentage of the economy missed the official target again this fiscal year. Against a target of a 14.2% investment to GDP ratio, it remained at 13.8%, according to provisional figures. These will be officially released next Sunday at the launch of the Economic Survey of Pakistan. Still, the 13.8% figure marks an improvement from the previous year, when the ratio fell to a five-decade low of 13.1%. The Pakistan Democratic Movement, PDM, government had established the SIFC through an act of parliament to raise investment levels and remove growth bottlenecks. Despite year-long efforts, these have not yet produced tangible results. The government also established the Pakistan Sovereign Wealth Fund, PSWF, to attract investment from the Middle East. However, it remains non-functional due to disagreements with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, over its legal framework. SIFC has now shifted its focus toward resolving issues faced by domestic investors and helping the government formulate and implement economic policies. The fixed investment to GDP ratio also rose to 12%, up from last year's 11.4%, though still short of the official 12.5% target set in the previous budget. Private sector investment inched up to 9.1% of GDP, below the targeted 9.7%. The public sector investment to GDP ratio rose to 2.9%, contributing to the overall improvement. This assumes that the full 1.1 trillion rupees development budget will be spent. Failure to meet the investment target limits the government's ability to address deteriorating infrastructure and social sector challenges using its own funds, resulting in increased reliance on loans for development. The savings to GDP ratio surpassed the official target of 13.3% and surged to 14.1% due to an anticipated current account surplus in this fiscal year. The IMF last week released its staff report, offering a detailed look into the workings of the SIFC and the Sovereign Wealth Fund. IMF projected foreign direct investment, FDI, for the fiscal year at 0.5% of GDP, slightly lower than last year. In absolute terms, FDI is estimated at $2.1 billion this year. The IMF said that addressing the anti-export bias caused by restrictive trade policies and an ineffective tariff structure is central to unlocking Pakistan's competitiveness and attracting private investment.